Our series, Life's Voices, continues as we meet longtime community volunteer Penny Kasperzak. She's done everything from serving meals to the homeless to teaching junior high students economics. Kasperzak has more than 40 years of service under her belt as an adult, but she says she got an early start on volunteering as a child.
As a Girl Scout, I remember especially on May 1st, we would make little baskets of candy or flowers or even maybe homemade cookies, and we would deliver them to the elderly ladies throughout our neighborhood and basically rang the doorbell and then ran away. We would hide in the bushes or whatever, and we would watch the joy on their faces when they would open up the door and find this basket of whatever goodies we offered to them. So it's very heartwarming as a young child to see that joy, and it just permeated throughout my whole life.
Well, these days, what are some of the activities that fill your time as a volunteer?
Well, I've been very fortunate that I recently retired, so I have all the time. I basically say Mondays are my only days off. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm at the Volunteer Center. Wednesdays, I'm helping out some family members who need some assistance. And then on Friday, I'm at the Washington High School and the Ronald Reagan in New Berlin. So it occupies a lot of my time, but even when I was working, I did find agencies that I was able to do something at night or even on the weekends.
Let's talk a little bit about the work that you do in the schools. What do you do with the kids in New Berlin?
It's first and second graders, so they're just adorable with their thought process and how creative they can be in their own art classes. But there's about 25 children in both classes. I do two classes. And this last couple of months, we've been working on some Christmas projects that they were able to give to their parents for the holidays. But it's really helping the special needs children because they're a little slower. And they need someone that little bit of special attention to help them maybe cut something out or color something within the lines.
And how would you describe your mentoring at the high school?
Well, I remember when I was in high school and not understanding, okay, what do I want to be when I grow up? And just having another adult to talk to. It's not a parent. It's not a grandmother. It's not any relation. It's someone else. Obviously, I can't tell them what to do, but I am just there to guide them, again, bringing out some of their thought process to think outside the box. And many of them even say, you know, that they might even think about volunteering like during the summertime or when they're off like for the holidays. And that's very encouraging for me to hear.
Why is volunteering so important to you?
I think I've been very, very blessed throughout my whole life, and I see the joy that I can bring to other people, and it's just something that I love doing. I love seeing the change that I can make for other people, and it's just really very, very rewarding.
Do you think your view of the world has changed because of the people you've served?
I think the most important thing is to not judge people. I had the pleasure of working with several homeless people. And I think the first impression that you get of a homeless person is that, you know, that they've just given up and they don't really care when they're just like me. It's just that they've had some circumstances in their life that now they are homeless and they have a heart, they have compassion, they have dreams just like I do. It's just their circumstances are not allowing them to be in a place where they want to be. So I think it's just understanding and have respect for everyone because we are all human beings. And we all have our struggles in our life. And it was a great eye-opening experience to see that and truly, truly understand where they're coming from in their life.
Do you think you'll be doing this kind of work for the rest of your life?
I do. I can't imagine myself not giving back to the community. I'm very, very grateful and very blessed.